Check 1, 2, check 1, 2. There we go. We got mono recording going on. That'll work for now.
I think we're going to work.
Keep talking.
Okay. Today is a beautiful, really
beautiful day.
Whoa, what I did?
Why are you over-modulating there?
Today is a beautiful, beautiful day.
Keep talking.
Okay, today is a beautiful day to practice soccer game. We are live from the University of Chicago with Eric Wallowitz.
Willow White. And, Willow White.
Willow White. So sorry,
it's,
my
it's
friend.
All right.
And Sergio Venegas, that is myself. And we're going to have a tremendous game between the Pride Fire wearing a purple uniform with a line just in the side, white line, and crossing over the chest another white line, and the home team, that is the University of Chicago Maroons, that the last game they beat the Pirates by 2-1. It was a thrilling game. So everything's set up. We are live from Chicago, Illinois Media School. This broadcasting is sponsored by Windy City. No, it's not Windy City Underground. It's
we're on the Maroon Sports Network.
Oh, the Maroon Sports Network. You can do that because I'm yep. dumb in that stuff.
Got it. Why are we raspy, though?
Radio. It's not just sports. It's a way
hello, hello. Check 1, 2, check 1, 2.
I barely can see.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2. All right. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Try again. Try again. Why is this raspy? It's like.
Well.
It wasn't like that before.
Welcome to this stuff. Ah.
All this stuff should be equal. Equal, 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 equal. FX, nothing. Nothing
nope.
on FX.
Nope. But, well, when
check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, I'm just not hearing us well in the headsets. How
yeah.
about you?
Yeah, I feel like there's a
raspy.
Mm-hmm. But that's
sound good.
You, it sounds okay there?
Yeah, sound good to me.
It must be these.
It's right here, but don't worry.
Yeah, okay. As long as it's coming in good on your side, then. Okay. Okay. All right. Nico Cabacosto in the starting lineup for the Maroons.
Max Lopez, the guy who scored the winning game.
Matthew Coe, forward. Number 13. Nate Johnson, also another defender. forward Dio Adiosen. Stacy Ryman, another defender. Scott Lick, another freshman defender. And in goal will be Hill Bonin for the Maroons. And now we're waiting for the national anthem. All right. And we were getting ready for action here now. Man, this is getting even more raspier here. We're getting ready for start of the game here as the Maroons in their home white be taking on Knox College in their purple uniforms. As we get ready for the start of the first half here, on University of Chicago Maroon Soccer right here on the Maroon Sports Network. Eric Willowhite along with Sergio Venagas. Eddie Parker on camera. Thanks for joining us here on this Labor Day holiday. That was a pretty creative way of getting your roster sheet back there, Sergio.
You need to do what you need to do to broadcast. It's a pleasure to be with you, Eric. So, last time, the Maroons win 2-1. With the score of Alex Max Lopez. And here it goes. Once again, the visit team, the Pirates, is starting attacking from right to left on purple uniforms. And the Maroons is white from left to right. They're going to the midfield, open side. They have it like the touch. Last time, the Maroons has a formation 4-3-3. And let's see how they're doing. Now they're changing 3-2 offense, 4-2. So you can see, Eric, how they're going to be trying to jump in the midfield.
And yeah, the Maroons getting out here with a very fast-paced start, very aggressive getting that ball back in.
Yeah, the funny part, they have on a streak. Oh, there is a fault. It's an easy shot.
Yeah, Ko was taken down from behind. That was number 6, Rocky Plaza for Knox College.
This is how it could be happening. This is a right player. So these two options that he has. Shoot straight to the goalkeeper that you can see is putting the barrier nearest to the us post, and they can give you an effect. The number 10, if I so accurate, Matthew Coe, can put it on that angle. But you can see they put it all the team, Forrest, to give in a center. They give you the advantage to the strikers.
There and it is.
Almost.
Inside the box. Oh!
And yeah. It's a goal kick. So that's what I told you. Last time, the Maroons received the goal that way, in that same spot. So they take an advantage. That kind of play, you use it or you practice on the practice So you got to prepare for the game. So Forest Snow is a beautiful game and a beautiful weather to play. It's already stopped the rain, but the field going to be faster.
Yeah, it is going to be a little bit slick, so players have to pay attention to that. You're right, though. The rain just stopped just before the start of the game, so allowed us to bring all the equipment out here, too. Otherwise, we would have been calling it from a little further away.
Yeah, and you can see how the ball bounces differently and slippery. It's going to be faster game, so you must be accurate for the referee. It's going to be a hard work, and now you can see the Maroons trying to get three straight passes. Unfortunately for them, they are not very connected and doing a little complicated passes, and that's the way it's supposed to be playing. Now we have the possibility with the number 19. Get it. Oh, my God. He tripped.
Yeah, you're right. That. His foot, he didn't have his footing exactly where he needed to be. He tried to adjust, but unfortunately ricocheted off the
when
foot.
When you're warming, Eric, you have to taste or check how is the feel. How could you get a slip? And you have the possibility to change your shoes. For 6, the combination to 9 to 12, that give you more possibility to get faster and have more accurate with the passes and with the field.
Well, they knew the conditions coming in.
Yeah.
So in terms of game preparation, what they have on is what they feel is the best for the conditions at hand. It is a natural grass field that they're playing on.
And that is so much better because they absorb the water and it's so much easier for your knees. And avoiding injuries. So now you can see they have 6 touches and going to open wide. That's supposed to be doing as offensive team. And the Pirates is just waiting. Already the Maroons have the first chance to score and they miss it up. But see how they make like a little square over there in the back part? That is getting a clear message that's going to be offensive. And now you can see the Pirates, the first time taking the shot. It's a little pass on just... easy for the goalkeeper. That is so accurate.
Here, that was Jun Min getting on the shot there.
Yep.
And a nice save made by Hill Bonin.
Yeah. And he,
up close, too.
It was close.
Didn't have a lot on it, though. Min
no.
didn't have a lot on it.
But that's the first thing you must be knowing. You must be finished the plays. And both teams are finished. The first two approach that they have. And now they're going to open. And this is going to be the tonic of the day. All from the side to the side. And the number 10 is so accurate. Oh, that is a questionable call. They hit with the arm down. Matthew Cohn.
Cohn inbounds, taken away by Knox.
Now, they jump in lines because you see the
call
pressure.
The play by...
Okay, they're open.
Okay.
Once again to Cohn. Reaching the center to the middle of the area. And the goalkeeper diving with the fist. It's an amazing way to defend. And now it's getting to the left side. They have the pressure over there. And they lose the game. The Maroons recover it faster on the right side. They're getting into the middle. It's going to be 3-2. The ball's going all the way down. And now the Pirates has the ball in the left side. The number 19 giving back to the defender, number 13, that opens to the center, Eric. So much easy. And they're moving the ball just in 3/4 of the field. And they have the pressure 2-1. But the Maroons has the ball. Once again, they're going to try to open with two quick passes, and they got the connection over there, just going to the far side. And there is the center once again to the box, and the balls just go out. I don't know if they can reach it. No.
Just out. That was Lopez with the clearing attempt from the far corner.
And they get the corner kick. This is going to be another option.
It's Co again.
It's the right shooter, so they're going to give you the advantage to the offensive players. And everything set up, they have 5 players on the box, and you can see there's almost 10 players inside the box, and here comes the center. The header is just a little far from the goaltender or the goalkeeper, that is Josep Goher. He's going to take his time.
I think that's Justin Dunn. That's 00.
I don't know. He got us a towel on the back. That is why that is why I put it like a,
yeah, it's
so
Justin
sorry.
Dunn in net. And then on the other side is Hill Bonin for the Maroons.
See, they kick it away, but you can see the wind is blowing, so he's going to stop the ball. They had it take to advantage to number 9, Lopez, open wisely, and there comes in the side between 2. Lopez has in the box. Oh, they tried to pass to number 10. The ball is still there, and now the Pirates just break it away as faster. 2-3, they mess it up. Miscommunication, Eric. The There is miscommunication on the prayer.
Yeah, they overstepped the ball there. They just kind of shot right by it.
And this is what it's supposed to be doing. The Maroons is open the side by side, the field, making run the opposite team by the number 19, sending to the middle. The number 6 taking some steps inside, crossing midfield. And now they have 5 touches in a row with 6. And now it's three quarters of the field. And this is opportunity to shoot. And it's so much easier for the goalkeeper. What do you think
Nate
about
Nate Johnson
that?
With the shot there. Long range, though, right from the top of the arc.
You know why I like that? They are tasting the goalkeeper because he's slippery and it starts raining. So, Justin, don't take all the time. Just kick it away, cross midfield, and we have the ball. Nobody cover it, and now they call it a foul just in 3 quarters. Moving faster. They already touched it, so they must be. Oh, no, that is a mistake.
And, Sergio, I just want to mention we lost our signal there for about 5 minutes, but we're back now. So appreciate everyone's patience there while we got that rectified here on the Maroon Sports Network. So, University of Chicago men's soccer taking on Knox College here this afternoon on Labor Day. And hopefully the skies stay clear for the rest of the afternoon, Sergio.
We hope so, Dad. But you can see now it's going to cover a free shot. Alessandro Isoradi. He's going to send to the box with an effect, a perfect headed, almost get to the crossbar, and just the goalkeeper watch it, and they call an offside.
It did hit the crossbar. You're right. It did hit the crossbar.
Yeah, but that's the effect. You see how the balls just take that effect, make it easy, the header, and just the goaltender, goalkeeper, just watching. And even if he can dive, it will be the first score. Second time, the Predators knocking the door to open the...
I think that was Tom Driscoll with the kick.
Yeah. I think it is.
They missed on the header there, but, boy, that was
a prime
opportunity there for the Pirates early on.
Let's see how the Maroons respond. Now they're open, the defenders. They missed the ball recovered by the Pirates. 2 touches, and the center just deep into the box, and the goalkeeper just letting go away to receiving. Hill Bonnie will keep and kick far away. And I like now where is it playing. They're going to play shortly for the weather conditions. So he's waiting for the referee. I don't know why he's waiting. This only remains 36 minutes on the game. Now they're open side by side. 3 touches. He's going to jump in. And you can see the ball, how it's going to be stopping for the win. The number 10 get it with the chest. They receive a hit.
Taken down again.
It's a foul from the other side, the left side.
That was number 24 for the Pirates. That's Eric Carcutt.
Carcutt, yeah. And now you have the chance to shoot straight to the goaltender, goalkeeper. Let's see who's going to take it. I think it's going to be the same player, number 10, Matthew Kohn.
Yeah, he's been the man in the middle so far for the Maroons. We've called his name a lot here.
All the balls going to him. So let's see. Here comes. It's a center. Just kick it away. So much easier for the defenders. Unfortunately, for the Pirates, the ball is recovered by the Maroons, taken to the midfield, and he's going to launch us to the box. Caught it by a beautiful headed. Oh, there is more rebounds on the shot, and it's goal! The first goal. What amazing shot by the number...
of course, we're not going to be able to
get
the 9.
It's Lopez, once again.
Max Lopez, goal scorer from the first game.
Yeah,
game winner.
He was the guy who scored the winning goal, and now with a beautiful shot, with that strong shot, nearest and far away from the goalkeeper, scored an open...
Yeah, and the Pirates almost had that ball out of the danger zone, but then it just got by him, knocked back inside the zone, and Lopez did a great job of settling that ball down and firing it in.
So this is what I see so far. Lopez is the striker, and all the balls going to the number 10, that is Matthew Kov. Now they try to recover the Pirates, and they receive a foul over the number 7, that is Jung Min, and they send it to the other side by the number 90 to the box. Got it very good by the defender, and now the number 6 tried to advantage to Lopez, to number 4, and they give it the ball to Lopez, and then it's an offside. The rest of the play doesn't count. Eric, what do you think about that? What exciting start for the Maroons. 1-0 had the advantage. They have the season starting with 1 game on home, so they got a streak. I like this game. I like this day. What do you think about that?
Well, and then... Again, from the other side, almost going down a goal when that ball hit the crossbar,
almost.
To then turning it around. Like you said, let's see how the Maroons respond. Well, they responded with a goal.
With a goal. And now they send the ball straight to the box. Double header with the number 11, AC Ford, the goalkeeper.
He's got his hands in the air there, Sergio. That's yep. James Barrington. He's a little bit beside himself there. Thought he had an opportunity, an excellent opportunity to score. But ball went right into the gut of Hill Bonin, and he didn't make any doubt on that save. He secured that ball.
He was so accurate. Now the Maroons trying to launch this. They don't use the midfield. Joel was passing from the defenders to the strikers, avoiding the midfield part. That is a good for the condition of the field. It's so much slipper, and both teams know how to play with that. Now, there is an exchange from size, a number 7. What a head he do, and but recovered very well by the number 19 from the Maroons, and now taking to the number 6, send it back away. We're waiting once again. Number 13 launches to the other side. Beautiful change of side. And they have 5 touches in a row. And, oh, they miss communication. Recovered by the number 7 from the Pirates. Launches to the front. The number 11 strike once again. They're coming by 4. The ball is still there. Nobody recovers. Number 7 with a boot. Oh, no, I don't like that kind of play because you don't know what you're losing and you can do that. Well, unfortunately, for the Pirates, they lose the ball, and they are in the left side, far away of us.
That's Scott Lick with the ball. He gets it a big boot out to midfield, and it gets knocked away by Knox. That is Alessandro Benelli.
And the ball still remains to the Maroons. On the header of the Pirates, you can see they push it from behind with the elbow, so they didn't take it away of balance. That is why he can smash the ball so hard. Now the Maroons open side by side, taking to 3 quarters. Send the ball back once again. He has all the advantage. He's winning 1-0 with Lopez scoring, and now they don't have the rush to score again. Send it back to the goalkeeper, and he's moving. I like the way they're moving side by side, making the Pirates run, getting tired in the first half, and now they're giving to the defender. He's running like 10 feet.
That's Holquist up to Co.
Yep. And there is like building a wall, trying to launch Max Lopez. Lopez. They got the ball. It's going to be a corner kick. No. The ball doesn't go out. Lopez with the center to the box. And there is the mistake. Here comes the Maroons. Oh, there is a foul over number 17. That is Dayo Adeoso. And this is a perfect shot. This is a perfect opportunity because the ball is just in the center. And you can shoot it to the left or to the right.
And Sam Tatum. And that was kind of almost unavoidable. He was spinning around so fast, the player, I don't even think had a chance to avoid him on that one.
No.
So it's one of those incidental fouls.
Yep. We got a substitution. Leaving the field is Stacey Raymond, and it's coming. I can see who's coming, but we'll know as soon. Like I'm telling you, you can see there is two players waiting for hitting the ball. This is between number 6. That is Nico Capatoso. I don't know if Lopez is there. I can see. But I think
17, Dayo Adeoso.
Oh, no. It's going to be 17 with the effect. Almost there. My goodness.
Wide
so
right.
Close.
Yep.
Yeah. This could be the second goal. And now it's knocking the door once again. So let's see how they respond of their prior failure. And here comes Justin Dunn, just waiting. And it's going to be long. But the ball is stopped by the wing.
Ooh. Ooh. He got some elevation on that one.
Number 17 loves to be in the field. And now the Maroons recover the ball, send it back, making stretch the field so faster. And there comes launches to the left side. Unfortunately, the intention was correct, but the execution it was not the proper one. And now
the
referee requests moving back to throw in. And there is 2 balls in the field, so they must be taking 1 outside. Now is everything set up.
Just over over a half, 30 minutes to go here in the first half, unofficial time.
Yep, and here comes a foul when they throw in. And this is how only I see with the prayer fire could be tied the game, just launching centers to the box. And you can see they put it in line to get an offside on that play. So here comes from the right side, and they have the accurate effect. It's going to launch it. The highest player is number 5. You can see how tall he is, and number 8. And they have pushes over there. The center just in the box. Oh, my goodness. It's still there. The slide is a little slippery. Exactly, it's three defenders against number five, and I can see because
yes,
there is a
the
beautiful
tree. No worries there. It sailed right over the head, though.
Yep.
On the kick.
And they steal the ball over there. Nobody's controlling the shot. They stop it on the same player from the prior fire.
The Loons aren't out of danger just yet. Now they're going to clearing attempt.
And here comes launches to number 10, and this is an opportunity. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
There is a risky play, but it's a what do you call
he's
it?
Calling on it.
It's a yellow card because he's pushing the guy, putting in compromise the number 10. They almost get
that's
hit
Tom
in the face.
Tom Driscoll.
Yep. At minute 29.
Tom Driscoll with the yellow card.
That's
he's,
not good.
Arguing with the referee. You know how that goes, though. That never works out, and they never change the call. So.
No. So it's number 19, Alessandro Isoardi, right?
Who's taking the shot?
No, the yellow card. So here he comes. Once again, number 10. All the balls going over him. So he is the key point of the offensive. No, he's changing. The player is going to kick the ball at this moment. So once again, Eric, number 6. And you can see the number 30 they already enter is going to be the center. Oh, there's two rebounds. It's in the middle. Nobody get it. The ball is still there, and the shot is over the crossbar, number 14. And they got a corner kick from the right side.
Yeah, well over the crossbar there on that rebound shot. That was Nate Johnson getting a leg on it, but whistling it high over the crossbar.
Yeah, because he was out of balance and he smashes the ball deep, and that is why the ball goes up. And
so we got Ko with the corner.
Here comes once again number 10. Reaches the center, and it was cutting so much easy, but the rebound is over the offensive. The center once again over the box, and he dives. Unfortunately, he can't get it, and now the ball is clear and goes all the way down to the other side.
Now, that was a nice defensive play there by Rocky Plaza on the initial corner kick, getting that ball out of danger for the Pirates.
Yeah.
He's been very active. We've called his name a few times as well.
But you
so
can
he's been
see
very effective in the box.
The players remain behind, waiting, putting two lines of four players waiting for the Maroons taking the advantage. Even they are losing 1-0, and you see they're taking the risk to try to tie the game. And now the Maroons is moving side by side the ball. That is the perfect way to make this play because you're making tired the defenders and the midfields. And now they try to launch and reach their strikers, just jump in the midfield that I've been telling to you all the game. They don't use so much the midfield. So here comes once again the midfield.
Another quick
ball.
Inbounds there by the Maroons.
And
again, they like to move that ball fast. Don't waste any time. Get it in.
Yep. And now you can see here comes the prior fire by the number 11 taking advantage of the field and nobody going inside. Now the number 6 tried to stop him. He stole the ball. And now the Maroons have the opportunity to get a breakaway. Oh, what a move between the number 11. They make a tunnel and now they're going back. And that's going to be the game. You have the advantage. You need to come for the ball. You're going to try to hit me. Open to number 3 to the right side. Leave the face. Try to reach the number 10. Once again, like I told you, they try to get the ball to number 10. This is the key player from the advantage for the offensive from the Maroons. And now the goalkeeper tried to get the ball, and there is a two misconfusion between the player number 9 and 11 can't get it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Sergio, the field has kind of been a little bit lopsided in behalf of the Maroons so far. The Prairie Fire trying to get on track aside from that crossbar shot and then the missed header opportunity. Well, now we have a big collision.
Well, actually,
in the box.
It's a foul. Just like, what do you think? Like 20 inches of the box?
Yeah, just right around it there.
I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know,
yep, exactly.
This is a good opportunity, a good chance for the Pirates to tie this game.
Prairie Fire.
Prairie Fire, sorry. And it's now, okay. Hill Bonin.
It's okay, I call them that too.
Hill Bonin will be showing how are the skills to stop the shot. We have two players over there, the number 10, talking. If I'm correct, it's number 17 too, right? Let me see. It's number 10, that is Lucas Sanchez.
Right.
And I can see the other
I can't see the other
player.
Number at this moment.
And you can see the Maroons, how they make not it's a wall, it's double wall. It's like a big pack, and the goalkeeper can't see what is the ball. So you're going
over.
Yeah,
you see Bonin's like peeking around, trying to get a good angle there.
But the issue is he got in from the right side, it's too much side, too much space. So if you are accurate, you could put in the angle of that side, and it doesn't matter. You dive, you will never get to that
Sanchez
goal.
Sanchez, a right-footed kicker, too. But it's going the other side.
Ooh! And it's against the wall, and here comes a breakaway. No? Oh, my God, number 24. What a horrible way to miss an opportunity by Eric Carcut.
I think, okay, so that was number 18. All right. So that was Tom Driscoll who took the kick.
Okay.
And he was the left-handed footer.
Yeah, well, I don't like it. He doesn't do anything. And we have a substitution, right? Number 11, James Barrington, leaving, and enter number 7, Jun Min?
Yep.
No, it's
17. Is Jun Min for Prairie Fire.
17, Sam Tatum. And
now, 17, yeah.
Yeah, Maroons is playing to the goaltender, to the defender, and open once again the field. And that's who's going to be. It's only 24 minutes remaining on the first half, and the Maroons is taking the advantage by the conduct of number 9, Max Lopez, scored the only goal that we have at this moment. And now you can see the Maroons is taking the advantage by the conduct of number 14, tried to get the connection, and the defenders had another misconnection from the Fire number 5, mistaken, and number 17 is trying to reach the number 10.
That was a difficult kick attempt.
Oh my God. That is, see that? That is a complicated. Number 30 dive, threw it in to number 17 against 2. Oh, still remaining, and there is a foul. That must be the 4th foul for the Maroons, right?
I believe so. Dio Adiosen, he. Oh, no, now it's Matt
Lucas
Coe again.
Sanchez. No, Lucas Sanchez is going to cover that
Coe
shot.
Coe with the kick.
Yeah, and number 17, you are correct. It was Dio Adiosun, and Matthew Noe is the key point or key player from the offensive. And you can see how they're going to center the ball. So this could be the second goal, because I don't see the goalkeeper is going to be so accurate with the fist. And, oh, my God, Nira is just the center, barely touch it, and the ball goes.
They're going for Lopez again on the header.
Yep. Lopez is the striker, and he just missed hitting the ball with the head. And lucky for the Fire, Justin Dunn will have a long shot, a long kick. He's taking all the time.
Here comes. From a weather perspective, Sergio, the wind sort of died down a little bit. It's not as heavy as it was before. Still overcast. When we get the second half play, we have to keep an eye on darkness here if the cloud cover remains, because there's no lights on the soccer field.
Well, let's see how it goes. Now the Fire tried to reach on the fence of the striker, and what a cut by the defender in the box. Gave it away, a throw in. Let's go.
Is that Holquist getting out of bounds?
I think it is. Yeah. Number 3 for the Fire. Kendall Davidson is going to throw in, and it's going to be long. He's going to throw into the box, so watch out for double pass with a head, and they could be tied this game. They take a long time. They throw in, and the ball is recovered by Lopez. They try to reach. Oh, that's a long pass to number 17. Let's see how speed it is. Ooh. Oh, it's a foul. That could be a red card.
Whoa.
No, just the yellow card.
Wow, he's down too. Man, he's taking a beating.
Yeah, second time. But he has, what it was, number?
I think that's like the third or fourth time he's been down. That's Adiosun again.
Yeah. But I want to see who was the guy get a yellow
for
card.
For the yellow?
Yeah, I think it was number 8, but I'm not really sure.
I believe it was.
Felipe Graske, I think. And number 17 is still remain on the field.
All right, now he's up. As soon as you said that.
Yeah. Well, that's what it happens.
That's soccer.
Yeah. Maroons touching just in the midfield, open, giving back to the other sides. They try to reach. Number 9, Lopez. They have the chances, giving back once again. So it's always going to the forward and back. Number 30 with a little pass. And the ball's just lightly. Oh, watch out. Watch out over there.
Out of bounds. See, right now the Maroons are making Prairie Fire chase them. And the longer that goes on, the tougher it's going to be for Knox to establish any offensive game. Not to say it can't happen, but, again, the field still sort of remains lopsided.
But I like the Maroons the way they're playing. Now you can see number 17 once again to the floor. Man, this guy is tough. I like it. He looks like I don't know if you are aware in the players. Jaja Toure, he plays for the Manchester City. He's an amazing player. That
I'll go with that.
Oh, let me tell you, I'll explain. That player is receiving many hits at this player, number 17, and I like the way he plays. And here comes the Maroons, just giving a center to the box. This is an opportunity, the header, and oh! Easy
there.
Way to stop by number...
It was eight? No, we don't have an eight down
Justin
there.
Dunn, taking all the time. He's going to kick in far.
Oh, that was Lopez again. That was Lopez with the header.
Lopez? Yeah. Told you, that's the two key players. Lopez is the striker, and number 10 is the guy who are the key to giving the centers and create all the opportunities for the Maroons. Now
that, and then sophomore Dayu Adiosan is keeping the Prairie Fire busy.
Talking about him, another kick over there. It's like the sixth time he received a kick, and they have the chance, a free kick over there, just in an angle perfectly. Like, once again, like 10 inches to the box, I think it is. But this is a right opportunity for the Maroons. If somebody knows how to put in an effect, they can put it right on the right angle of the goalkeeper. But only he needs to hit the ball with a good effect. And you can see it's requesting two guys on the barrier. I will request three. And now it's going to be...
And they swapped out Adiosan, so he's kicking here.
Here comes the shot with an effect. It's cut it by the defense. But the ball's still in the box. Now the Maroons recover by the number 10. They're going to be against two. The ball's just little outside, and they got to throw in, right, Eric?
Yep, throw in. Cole, do the throw in again from the near corner.
Yep, and here comes once again to
inside
number 10.
Inside the knock zone, right?
Yeah.
Gets established with Lopez and knocked out of bounds.
Oh, they received just a little hit.
Yeah.
It's a little complicated. That is not too much representative, but it hurts so much because just barely touches the punt of your feet, and they give you like a little electricity discharge over the leg, and they have a substitution for the Fire. Fire is going to drive in. And number 30, that's been amazing on this side, cutting all the attack. And
Scott Lick with that. Man, he went up the elevator shaft to head that ball down.
Yes,
for sure.
He jumps, and they caught the try to get out of the or relieve the pressure from the Maroons. And now Justin Dump just dropped the ball and do this horrible kick.
Oh, yeah, to no one in particular. That's
nope.
That's not going to help because they need to get something established here and to turn the ball over that quickly. That's if not what you want to do.
Here comes the Fire. But there is two blocks of defense, 2-4-4. There's no way they can fire, get a connection. Now they just launches the ball far away from the goaltender. And now, once again, number 17 just tried to get the ball. What a speed. And
he's
number
quick.
30. Yeah. Oh, another foul in front of the referee by the number 7. That is Jun Min. And they try to surprise the defense. Unfortunately, the referee says, calm down.
Yeah,
let me do my
down.
Job.
Jun Min with the infraction there on Scott Lick.
Yeah. These two players, the number 30 and number 17, receiving a lot of hits, right?
Right.
Dayu Adosun and Scott Leach. Now, to cover and move him for the Maroons, just crossing the midfield is going to send the ball straight to the box, trying to reach Max Lopez, number 8, receiving
that was
a charge.
Down. That was Felipe Groski with a header on the defense. And he did a good job of getting body position there, too, keeping Lopez from being able to effectively redirect that ball. Oh,
red
he's coming
lights.
Up lame.
He's limping.
Yeah, keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that is a little trouble for the Maroons, but let's see how it happens. Now they jump to the midfield, and here comes the Fire, launches to the box, trying to reach the connection with the number 7. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't know how to look or where to look, and they request a change. Yeah, they have three substitutions at the same time, leaving the field from the Maroons number 6. That is Nico Capotoso. Number 10, that is Matthew Kohn.
I'm not sure if Lopez was cramping in there. He's rubbing the back of his calf as if it was more like a cramp.
Well,
but it could be an ankle too.
Yeah, could be. Now they throw in number 7, recently entered. They hit the ball on the hand and call it the infraction. And now the Fire could be sending a center to the box of number 6. That is Rocky Plaza. Rocky Plaza taking three steps behind to hit the ball. Only one defender. Here comes the effect to the box and going all the way down. Oh, my God. It's a miss. Oh, they got a corner kick. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't know.
Couldn't tell, yeah. I didn't know. All right.
If the Fire offensive just touched it at the end or just the goalkeeper. And this is the second corner kick for the Fire. Let's see if they take advantage. Unfortunately for them, the wind start blowing.
The way that ball was angled, it was almost better if they wouldn't have touched it. You know, it kind of angled away.
Yeah.
But by handling it, it made it a little more dicey of a situation. Here we go.
Here comes the effect. The goaltender passed away. There's a melee over there. I don't know who has the ball. They already wants to keep it. The center, finally, the Maroons clear away.
Nice
tried
clear.
To reach to number 17, and the number 3 caught it, the advantage. And now the Fire's open the field to the right side, and you can see.
You know, Sam Drabos with a clear. Did a good job of getting that ball out of danger.
And number 7, that is Tommy Tenuta, just slide and giving a corner kick once again. Two consecutive corner kicks.
Lucas Sanchez for the Prairie Fire.
Yep.
Here just under 15 minutes here in the first half. 1-0, favor of the Maroons.
And here comes the corner kick. The defender caught it. Number 17 from the Maroons has the opportunity to launch. Number 7, this is the spirit. 2-1 from the left side. There is offside. Lopez is offside. They tried to connect him. They lost the ball. And lucky for the Fire recovery. And now they have the ball, send it back, taking some space, Eric. That's the way it's supposed to be playing. And now launches to the try to launch the connection to the strikers. Lucky for the Fire. The ball recovering, launches once again to the number 2, to the corner, center, nobody's in the box, it's too far, and number 30 keep the ball, and they clear away, and you can see how they stop the ball for the win, and I don't like the kind of play, just sending side by side, nobody take control of the ball, you must be putting it on the grass, like they do in the Maroons now, walking with the ball, trying to get the connection with the number 4, unfortunately for the Maroons, the number 5 for the Fire.
Well, one thing you're noticing right now, Sergio, is the Prairie Fire is finally getting some attack.
Yes.
We're starting to see some time inside the Maroon zone. So that's a good step for the Fire. However, they need to convert that into scoring opportunities. Right now, they haven't been able to do that as the Maroons are still hanging tough in the box.
Boy, they changed the formation. They have 2 defenders, a block of like a square, and 2, and now they're moving from 4. When they're attacking, they put a pressure. They're moving the lines to the putting pressure. That is why they're covering the ball. And that's a correctly observation of you, because now the Fire is taking more pressure on the Maroons. I want to see how they react. And now it's open once again the side, the field, side by side, and nobody's taking pressure. That is a mass mistake you can do, because you're giving a lot of space.
Ooh.
And now they miss the pass, and here comes the Fire for miscommunication once again on the Fire, and launch the ball to the number 8 that recovers, passing near. Oh my God, there is an elbow. They could be calling a foul. Number 3 from the Fire.
Yeah, let's see.
And there is a substitution from the Fire. Let's see who leaves the field. Number 2, that is Hank Horwitz.
Hank Horwitz coming off, and we'll see as soon as he turns,
so
Sergio.
Sorry.
We'll find out who that is.
Yeah, and
looks like a 2.
Kendall Davison is going to throw in, try to launch, but it's 3 defenders against 1 attack, so it's going to be so complicated. And I
20.
Think the ball's just...
Gavin Douglas.
Gavin Douglas. Thank you very much,
Eddie. All right. Now we'll remember him by that the flowing golden locks that he has on top of his head there. So
we'll
know that number 20 is Gavin Douglas.
Okay, now I get it. He looks like Odell Beckham Jr., right?
Right.
Well,
no, but.
Yeah, no, but the hair. That
the hair, yeah. He's definitely got the hair game going on right now.
Well, now the Maroons is open once again the field side by side from right to left. Now in the left side, number 13 taking behind, sending to the goalkeeper that remains open the field to the left side. And that is why they're doing. They make him run and they make it tired, the Fire, and now they have the advantage. See, he's going to attack him against 4-3 on the left side. And number 17 just get a push. And here comes your number 20 that looks Behem, that is not his name, but last name, but he looks, the hair looks like him. And touch, oh, I feel the star drops.
So we talked about keeping an eye on Max Lopez. Right now I do not see him on the field, so it looks like he's been substituted for right now. I don't know if he's getting any treatment. No, he's standing up at the end of the bench there, so he's not receiving any treatment currently.
Yeah, he's checking. I don't know if it's the knee.
There's another player that's on the table currently, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has to take a number, like it's a deli counter or something.
Could be. But I next time I go be. Ooh, what a shot.
Whoa,
by
whistled
the fire.
Way high over the cross.
No, but he's good.
The ball's on 56th Street now.
Yeah, but that's good. I haven't seen a shot, and right. Now the fire starts shooting, and the goalkeeper now is moving faster to get the advantage and surprise the fire. Now they're moving forward to put it more pressure over there.
Right. Now, one thing.
Maroons. Yep.
If the Maroons can somehow sneak in the second goal here to jump up 2-0, I think – I'm not going to say it's going to be a total backbreaker, but with the Prairie Fire pushing here in the later stages of the first half, if the Maroons were able to score the second goal and go out to a 2-0 lead, it might be a little bit demoralizing. Not the end of the game by any means, but, you know, they can – I think the Prairie Fire are kind of feeling themselves right now, and they're feeling if they can just stick with it, they'll tie this thing up.
Okay, let me tell you just one thing. That score, 2-0, is the most tricky on the whole score you could have.
Yep.
This is why. Because winning by one, that means you're better than the other team. Winning by two, you don't know if it was lucky or not. So it's the most tricky because you get confident, and they can score you easy. And now there is a lot of hits over number 17, and the Maroons got the ball. Oh, I see. Finally, something showed me so magic. Number 8 for the Fire, right?
Yep.
They stepped the ball, and now they're open. You can see now the Fire is going to be moving forward. Oh, my goodness. They break the waist. Lost and found. Somebody found. Oh,
yeah,
that is
pushed down from behind. Nothing. No, yeah. He got it.
You know why they do that? Because they embarrass him.
Oh, yeah. That's Tommy Tenuta with the foul for the Maroons.
They break the waist so badly. You can go and browse it on the lost and found that somebody found the waist over there. Oh, my goodness. The ball's going all the boxes now cleared by the Maroons. Number 17, one-on-one. They take away, send it to the midfield. And here comes, if they move in faster, we have a breakaway from the right side. The ball's going to be sneaky. No, they get it.
Keeps it in.
It's
nice
inside.
Job.
Yeah.
Scott Lick with the nice job there.
They could be a yellow card.
And
it wasn't. Yeah, yellow card, like
yellow
I told
card,
you.
Yellow card, 15.
That is
Kevin Quigg.
Yeah,
Kevin Quigg, okay.
So, we have two yellow cards for the Fire, and for the Maroons, number 15, Kevin Quigg has the first one. But that's what happens when the field is slippery,
right.
And the balls run faster, and you dive or slide, and you will be hitting the offensive of the defenders. So, that's a risk, and here comes number 8 to move the ball. For the Fire, that is Felipe Grasque. Oh, what a shot for the Felipe Grasque. Put it in the box, and now all the pressure the Fire is putting over the Maroons. Unfortunately for the Fire, number 24, it wasn't accurate. But see, it's slippery. There's going to be a lot of contacts, Eric. And now number
Min.
7.
June Min trying to center.
Yep.
Knocked away there by the Maroons. Oh, yeah, good job. Just didn't have enough on it for Min. To make the play, and the Maroons responded.
And
but again, they're keeping the pressure on.
Yeah, but that's the way it's supposed to be doing. Putting more pressure.
Right.
And see, I want to see how the Maroons react. And number 21 is Bryce Million. And now it's a call over the referee. Let's see, because the coach from the Fire is screaming so hard. And we have another substitution. I think it's coming in Lopez again.
I don't know. Did you see Odioson was just like taken down there?
Well, you must. The referee is calling the good calls and doing the good thing. But unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of contacts. So now.
Check that. That was Bryce Millington.
Here comes.
On the far side for the Maroons.
Now, the Maroons throw in 2 touches in a round from the far side. You call it right, Eric.
Right.
And now they have a wall over there. The 2 touches in consecutive. There could be a call. No call, but it's a little injury. Maybe it's the arm.
Oh, wow.
Like Beckenbauer on the World Cup, they could be broke their
yeah, they're going to
call. Shoulder. Yeah, they're going to check
it. Timeout here.
Yep.
Did you get a look at Sergio?
I'm not really sure who was it, but let me tell you something. If this player is touching the shoulder and is still on the knees, that means it's complicated. It's not easy. Nobody is still over there, just not moving at all. So that is another red light for the Maroons. I hope it's not number 9 because I don't see on the bench. So it is Lopez.
I don't think it is. I don't recall him returning, but again, we can't see the number right now.
But
he was grabbing his shoulder, though, at the time that he went down. So that's the last thing. And then he's been sort of, clutching and really hasn't moved much since the trainer went out on the field. We have just under 7 minutes unofficially to play here in the first half. 1-0 Maroons against the Knox College Prairie Fire. This is University of Chicago's men's soccer on the Maroon Sports Network. Thanks for joining us. The sun was trying to make an appearance there earlier, Sergio, but then the clouds overruled again. But it's still a nice temperature right now, a little breezy, but, at least the rain stopped and they're able to play on. But, again, it's unfortunate to see. And, again, we can't get a look at the number from our angle here, but, he still has not moved since that timeout was called.
That's the most awkward silence you can hear on any sport. And I hope he just had a hit, not broke anything. But as I can see, I don't see that it's not – oh, my God. That is a little worry because now there are two people over there.
Yeah, and now they're – let's see. They're – again, he's still unable to to get up on his own power.
And
coach is calling for the players to come over on the sideline, head coach Mike Babst, and for Knox College, Tyler Sheik.
Apparently, our friend, as the producer, Gary Saho, is the guy on the field.
Okay.
So, let's see, because...
Well, again, he's still... Now Lopez he's sitting. He's sitting.
Yeah.
He's at least sitting up right now. Now let's see if he's able...
Well,
to get up. So he's standing up now.
Yes,
that's number four, Gary Zhao, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And, again, unable to tell what exactly was wrong. We saw him clutching his shoulder initially, down for a long time. Now he's headed over to the bench area. So we'll keep an eye on that as well and see if Zhao is able to return.
I think he's not going to come back. He's going to take precautions. And now here comes the fair play, so the Maroons must be kick the ball and give it to the Fire. No, they're going to be back. That's the way it is. That's the fair play. I like that. And everything is moving. So I'm not really sure who takes this place of number four, but now the Maroons is taking control from the far side. And
looks like Carter Romero might have come in.
And now we have number 27. Woo!
That's Carter Romero.
What a hat, and oh my God, complications for the goaltender. Just
get a little slippery.
He tried to do something he's not doing many times or so much often. That is why they have the mistake and giving a free corner kick in the worst possible part. Just 6 minutes remaining on the first half, and we have.
See, this is what I'm talking about. If they're able to turn this around and put it up to 2-0. You know, a lot of that momentum that Prairie Fire was building here that can dissipate.
Yep.
But you're right. 2-0 lead is
tricky.
It's one of the trickiest.
Yep.
Same thing in hockey as well.
It is. And now here comes Justin Dunn taking all the time to kick that ball. It's going to be long.
Hopefully it's better than that last kick he did. It went to no one in particular.
Well, you're splitting the ball. Every time you're playing that way, you'll be splitting the ball like they're doing now, and the Maroons got the opportunity. It's going to be 4-4, going deep to the center, to the box. This is it, number 7. He slipped, and the ball's going out. And now
Tommy Tanuti lost his footing there. Nice play by Romero to get that ball set up into the offensive zone. He was the one who came in to replace Gary Zhao. But Tenuta, yeah, lost his footing trying to header that ball.
Yeah, Tenuta tried to jump it, but they slipped.
His feet came right out from underneath him.
That's what happens when the field is wet. That's going to happen. So, but now the Fire, they have a warning call. Now they must be putting more pressure. And what a move by the number 14. Oh, Tenuta tried to remove the ball. Oh, they kick it. That could be a call.
Play on, they say.
Yep. The ball just in the middle, tried to get open. This going to pass? No, they just open. Oh, my goodness. It's slipping everybody. It's falling down, and they missed the ball.
That was Sam Drabos.
And now the Fire is getting in trouble. They have the ball just three-quarters of the midfield. And on the far side, that is the right side, attacking from right to left. And the Fire trying to do a change perfectly with the number three. The ball is going to be out. And the possession is to the Maroons.
Good hustle there.
Maroons moving faster, try to get a breakaway, controlled by the number five. Oh, my God, what a move. But they lose it, and it's two against one. They launch it by the number 21. Let's see if they have enough speed. No,
too
not.
Far ahead. Too far ahead there. Grasky will take control.
But that was a play.
Good play.
Yeah, it was the only option.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Maroons has the ball. It's going to throw in from the far side, that is the left. They're attacking from left to right.
Now the Maroons starting to pick up the play, too.
Yeah, they're starting going one by side, one on one, and the Maroons is going to take advantage. He's winning 1-0, and number 14 strike and try to divide the ball. No passing. They recover the ball. Three. I don't know who has it now. The Fire by the conductor number 14 and number 21 pulling the shirt.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was.
But let me tell you something. The referee could show a yellow card. For that act.
Right, yeah. You got to be careful with that.
You must be showing that this is not going to happen on my field.
When you yank it that, it's one thing to like have your hand on him, but one thing to yank it that hard where you see the player just jerk back.
But
you have to call that.
If you pull in and fell into the grass, you got to hit, smash your head against the field, and it's going to be so much complication. So now the goalkeeper threw far away from the distance, and the ball is still just trying to put it somebody on the grass. Finally, number 7 controls and loses the ball. Recoveries. Here comes the opportunity by the Maroons. And there is a melee over there. You can see who has the ball now. The Fires finally cover the ball. And number 3 reaches a pass to number 20. A dive over there, but it still remains the ball. And here comes the Fire nearest to the box. And there's opportunity if they have the chances to turn around. And the defenders
cleared
so
it
fast.
Out of there. Nice job.
They clear. And now in the midfield, number 5 is going to launch us. No, he waits, try to get the connection with the number 2. What a shot or pass is going far, and that's it. Only 2 minutes remaining on the first half, and let's see what's happened. There is a player that I can see who is it lying on the grass. I think it's number 23, Sebastian Banshiaki. I'm not really sure. But it's two substitutions.
For the Maroons?
Yeah, no, for the Fire.
Oh, for the Fire.
Yeah,
okay.
On that slice, they receive it from the back, hit. But the pass wasn't meant for him. It was meant for the number 20. And now I can see.
Now the Knox training staff is coming out.
Yep.
Take a look at that.
That is
dangerous.
Looks
like he's up. He's standing up right now.
Let's see
number 25?
Yeah, 25.
And
sorry.
That was Lawal
Quadril.
Okay.
But he's touching the shoulder?
I think like his clavicle or neck area.
Yeah, well, I hope it doesn't be so much complicated. Now he's substituting. He's going out of the field.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to check him. That is good. And 1 minute, 52 seconds remain on the first half. It's amazing first half for both teams. Unfortunately for the Fire, Max Lopez scores a beautiful shot. Even the dives, the goalkeeper tried to stop them. Justin Dunn can't stop it. And now, moving faster, the Maroons launches to the striker, number 21, giving the pass with the chest. They lose the ball, two people against, and there is a bad pass from the Fire. Number 7 recover, sending back, and it's going to pass to the goalkeeper. And it's 1 minute 52. The clock is stopped, so I don't know how
much. I don't know what happened there.
Well,
there we go.
So
now it's restarted.
I think it's going to less than 30 seconds. They launches to number 30, and now the Fire has the control, but not too much. and they recover by number 14, passing to number 21, 21 to 14, and 27's open to the left side. This is a good opportunity, center to the box, to the second post, oh. And number 21 miss it up, and the ball's going to a kick. So
now we have a completely different forward set on for the Maroons than we did for starting the game.
Yep.
Lopez is out. Ko is out. Odioson is out.
They're giving minutes to recover
right,
him.
Right.
To start.
Well,
the
we know, again, Lopez had that injury.
Yep.
Not sure in the case for Ko. Well, Odioson was taking a beating. We knew that.
Yeah. We see that.
Yeah. But Ko, I'm not exactly sure what happened there.
Well,
I don't know
maybe
if it's just
needs
a regular substitution.
Yeah, it could be. Number 7, try to launches. And it's still 55 seconds, and now the Fire is trying to get the connection to number 20. Unfortunately, for the intention of the Fire, the defenders got with the head, and now the opportunity for the Maroons with a bad execution, good intention, trying to connection number 21, and here comes throw in Kendall Davison, sending to number 12, and number 30 for the Maroons caught the ball. 7 get the ball finally, and the Bison split the ball with the number 13, and launches to the goalkeeper, only 25 seconds remaining, and he's going to throw the ball. No, it's taking all the time.
Trying to find an outlet. Now he's going to kick.
He's going to split the ball once again. So, finally, for the Fire, they get it. 14 seconds, 12, 11, just go all the ball to the goalkeeper, and this is going to be the end of the first half. It's going to be a pleasure broadcasting with you, Eric, at this moment. Remember, Lopez giving the advantage to the Maroons. And now we have the second half coming up.
Yeah, so 1-0 lead for the Maroons here in the first half. Not exactly a tale of two halves of a half there, Sergio. I think for the most part, the Maroons had the edge in play for a significant portion of the half. There was that late push by the Prairie Fire towards the tail end of the first half, I would say. And then early on, they had a couple missed opportunities. Obviously, the one that hit off the crossbar. But when you're talking about time of possession and zone play, things like that, all that favored the Maroons. And that's why you have the 1-0 lead so far for the Maroons.
I like the Fire do the right adjustments, because you can see first at the beginning, they have a line of four. When they have the options to attack, well, they have too many.
Right.
And they change it to giving just only two players remaining in the back and two moving forward, and that is why I have the opportunity. And the Maroons has been so much effective with the shots, and I like that. So let's see how it goes in the second half. I'm Sergio Venegas with Eric.
Eric Willowhite here and Sergio Venegas here on the Maroon Sports Network. Again, University of Chicago Maroons Men's Soccer 1, Knox College, Prairie Fire, nothing at the end of one half. We'll take a break here. One thing, though, before we go to break, keep an eye on the weather starting to get a little darker here over to on the horizon there and the way the wind's blowing. So we'll have to keep an eye if we're going to get another dose of rain and see. More so if the rain comes, you also have the issue of darkness, because that's going to be a little bit darker. And again, no lights on the soccer field, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But again, at the end of 1-0 Maroons.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, more exciting Chicago University of Chicago Maroon soccer on the Maroon Sports Network.